I wanted to say a few words about patience, and then I came upon some words from Bhante Gunaratna, which I think say it much better than I could. Discipline is a difficult word for most of us. It conjures up images of somebody standing over you with a stick telling you that you're wrong. But self-discipline is different. It's the skill of seeing through the hollow shouting of your own impulses and piercing their secret. They have no power over you. It's all a show. It's a deception. Your urges scream and bluster at you. They cajole, they coax, they threaten. But they really carry no stick at all. You give in out of habit. You give in because you never really bothered to look at the threat. It's all empty back there. There's only one way to learn this lesson, though. The words on this page won't do it. But look within and watch the stuff coming up. Restlessness, anxiety, impatience, pain. Just watch it come up and don't get involved. Much to your surprise, it will simply go away. It rises, it passes away. As simple as that. There is another word for self-discipline. It's patience. Just a reminder. As you're noting the arising of thoughts, you might find it useful in terms of a curiosity of your own tendencies of mind. Most of you probably do this, but for those of you who may have forgotten or who have not, have just begun practice, you might wish to simply note the kind of thought that has arisen, and just to remind you of useful labels. There are thoughts that project us into the future, out of this moment and into the future, and that's planning. Planning thoughts. And then there are remembering thoughts, memories that take us out of the present moment and into the past. So planning and remembering. There are also judging thoughts, judging, evaluating. That doesn't mean pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral, because those are not judgments, they're simply noticing your own response to your experience. Judging thoughts are criticisms you may have of yourself, for example. I can't do this, I'm not doing this right. About your surroundings, judgments. The person next to me is too noisy. This room is too cold. This room is too warm. My cushion isn't hard enough, soft enough. Fill in the blanks. These judgments. This is a useless practice. This isn't as good as Tai Chi. Could be judgments about yourself, your surroundings, the practice, the teacher. I won't give you any examples of that. But someone, those of us with a judging mind, you know, could fill in several more blanks probably. So there's remembering, planning, judging, fantasizing. The mind goes off into daydreams. Are you think you're in some kind of blissful state and it's part of your meditation and you discover you were just off somewhere for a number of minutes. Fantasizing. And then there are worrying thoughts. Obsessing over and over again. Running a tape over and over again of a situation, or an encounter, or an experience, or an unsolved challenge in your life. Those are the most common types of thought. So if a thought arises that doesn't fit one of those categories, it's not necessary to think some more about what it might be, but just notice that it's in the miscellaneous bin. But it is useful to see, you know, where the mind goes when the thoughts are arising. So just take a moment as you note thinking to just give it another little name, a little type. Just as a way of, again, discovering something about your habits of mind. just before you go to your walking period, I'd just like to remind you to, this is a very delicious part of a retreat. You may be having some going home thoughts, but just put those aside. This is a very rich time because you've been practicing for a whole day and a half. And you're very mindful. I can tell just by the feeling in this room, it gives me goosebumps just to talk about it. So make an effort to just stay continuous, because the whole holding for that presence is very strong here today. So attempt as best you can to keep the mindfulness continuous. You're getting up and putting your shoes and your clothing, outdoor clothing on. Beautiful, rich day outside with the colors and the movement of the air and so on. And when you come in for your lunch, you know, whether it's an apple and a peanut butter sandwich or whatever it is, it's, you know, it can be a gourmet experience for you if you bring yourself totally in your senses to that experience, right from the moment you pick it up, open it, and begin to, I'm getting hungry already. But what I'm saying is just bring yourself there. It's a wonderful opportunity, and you're in a great state to make the best of it, to really enjoy it, and see how rich life can be when you can bring yourself to moment after moment after moment. So it's just an invitation to really enjoy the juiciness of the last few hours we have together. So, a great walking period.